الحمد لله الحمد لله يا رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى، وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، as you know, we have a short time on the day of Jumu'ah, but in actual fact we really have short time on this face of the earth as well. Maybe even less than what we think we have the time on Jumu'ah. We spend 1 hour or so, because in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal mentioned that the people, the human beings, that they will be questioned by Allah azza wa jal subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala kam labithtum fil ardi adada sinin. How many years have you lived, have you spent on the earth? Now, when the question is in years, someone asks, how many years, how old are you? You also answer in years. But this is strange that the question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting, that how many number of years have you spent? But the people who are giving answer on the Day of Judgment, meaning me and you, they will say, قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ. They will say, maybe that they're not sure. They'll say, a day, we've spent a day there. Ya Allah, maybe part of day. فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ. Ask the anyone who really knows, who actually kept the count. That's the meaning of the verse. Labithna yawman, they say a day, like a person is not sure. He is thinking of what that lifetime he spent, 60, 70, 80 years, but he can't make sense of that I've spent years. Why? Because now the reality have been shown. They say a day, Bada yawm, maybe a part, oh, we don't know. Fas'ali al-'adin, ask those who actually really knows, or who know the count, who kept the count. And it will be said to them, qala illa bithum You have not spent there. Now this is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the angels, or Allah azza wa jalla directly will say, قَالَ إِلَّا بِثْتُمْ. You have stayed there, but only a very short time than what you are saying, short time than part of the day. إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you knew this, actually there, meaning. So, we have short time on Jummah, but actually, in actual fact, the short time also is on the face of the earth. But there are two main, you may say, deceptions of shaitan, which a person is victim and affected by those deceptions, and that's why they cannot make sense of this life. And the Quran and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in various different places about these two main, you may say, techniques, main methodology which shaitan uses. Although Allah Azza wa Jalla has exposed him, but when we are not willing to listen and reflect, actually, we are happy in deception, then obviously nothing can be done about those people like us. But anyway, it's not without benefit to just to mention them. One deception is that if you're living in UK, you now and then see on TV programs that they said, we have fixed someone, this is a prank, for example. That they will put maybe £1,000 on the road and they'll have a camera recording them. But they don't know they are being recorded, they are being watched. Now there's £1,000 there on the street. It's all fixed. And obviously they then test people how they come along, and someone will pick, someone will not, someone will look around. And after only, they'll be told, you were actually be watched, that how honest you are. Then people feel embarrassed, oh, we are on TV and thing. Or actually, someone, for example, they do all kinds of different things. Sometimes, for example, they will bring a woman, a lady, a beautiful lady, and she will be wearing half revealing clothes, and she will just come and sit with you, and they are just actually really testing you in a way, that what's your reaction. And you see old people, young people, others, they react in their own way. How they would behave normally, meaning they think there's nothing, no one's watching. And then soon as they know we are being recorded, and think, oh, that's actually a real embarrassment for them. And sometimes really they just trying to test their tolerance, level of tolerance of people. They might bring two people, one or two persons, and they might actually, you know, speak harshly, speak rudely with you, without any reason as such, just actually making a big issue of something which is not there, which really they are testing, how will you behave normally? And then people show their anger, some are tolerant, some actually behave differently. But as soon as they know, actually they feel embarrassed, or they feel very happy if they've reacted rightly. Now imagine for a while that if these people are told already, they have already been told that there is a prank fixed for you, there is a test fixed for you, beware of that. How easy will it be for that person to actually not to be affected by it, not to fall for the money or for the anger or for the sexual inclination. It will be that he knows that I am being fixed, I'll be on TV, so he'll be just walking, behaving nicely as it is. It will be much easier. So now, once you have understood this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has mentioned the same thing. He has said, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْمٌ وَاللَّعِبٌ. That my servant, this dunya, if I say it in your language, is not but a prank only. لَهْمٌ وَاللَّعِبٌ. It means playing, actually a playful, and it's fixed. There's nothing, it's not serious matter. It's not the reality. لَهْمٌ means, and لَعِبٌ like we play, it's just a play and idle, you may say, in a sense. Lahu and laib means that when something is controlled, it's not really happening. When you are playing, the game is actually there happening. It's actually people willfully are participating in it. It's all fixed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually shattering this illusion of people that who we think, oh yes, this is my life, this is my career, this is my wife, this is my parents, this is the actually purpose of my life. And all this is but not a prank only. You are being tested. Now, for example, now put yourself in this situation. That if you are told that you are going from Jummah to your home or your workplace, there will be a beautiful lady in very, very beautiful, she'll be very charming, but you are being recorded when your wife wants to see how what type of person you are, and the government wants to see, and the people want to see, beware, we are warning you. Someone, his friend tells him. Now, no matter how many beautiful ladies come, this person will be go with head down, he's not bothered. He know it's fixed. He know it's a test. He know it's a trap. He know it's a trap. It's easy, isn't it? Similarly, when like awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they understand that Allah is fixing these things actually. And kiraman qatibin, they are recording. It's all a prank. There's nothing real happening actually. This world is not real anyway. It's a passing temporal nature. So when awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when these people, righteous people, muttaqeen, mu'mineen, they know it's a prank only. So 1 million girls and beautiful women pass, they're not bothered. They know we are being fixed. Everything is fixed. Nothing actually. They actually don't become affected by, oh, this is opportunity of our lifetime or something, or I am very beautiful, or she is. It's all actually fixed. That's what when we say the word qadr, taqdeer, means the tests are fixed, but the reactions are not fixed. The reactions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the choice. It's like children, when they play with PlayStation, all the programming and the levels, they are already actually fixed. But with the reaction of the child or the person playing the game is not fixed. That's up to the child. That's up to the person who is playing, that how he reacts to it. But obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about those reactions. But the reactions are not fixed. The reaction, the choice of the joystick and the mouse and the other thing, controls, are given to the person. That's the only control you have. You have no control over the game. It's the programmer, the one who has made the game, he has control over it. He has control over the levels. That's taqdeer. And ikhtiyar is the one which is given to you, how to react to different situations. So imagine if someone says, brother, people of the mosque want to see how modest you are. There will be few ladies passing, it's all fixed. You will be recorded how you go to your house, in which way you actually behave. It will be easy for you to. If someone says to you, the police is looking for a person who's dealing in money laundering and drugs, you will find a brick of gold and also drugs with it. But know that the CID is looking, you are fixed. Anyone who picks up, they are in trouble. Once you know that you are under surveillance, for you it doesn't matter, there are 10 bricks of gold, there are 10 kilos of actually drugs or whatever it is, for you it's matter. You won't even consider it. You will say, oh, I won't even look at it so that they don't think I am one of them. It's easy, isn't it? Then it's easy for you to actually avoid that. That is the reality which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in this very, very small part of the verse, which we just actually read like dummies and parrots and never even think that how a great secret Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlocked actually for the reality of dunya by saying, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُمْ وَالْعِبِ. That this life of this dunya is not but actually just a test, just actually to see everything is fixed. So don't fall for these tests actually, and don't be lured by actually these attraction. These are all fixed. My angels are looking there. There'll be no angels guarding you in Jannah. That's the real life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna dar al akhirah lahiyal hayawan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the real life is the life of akhirah, where no one is guarding you. You are alone. There's no one looking at you. No angel, nothing. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with you and you enjoying them. This life is temporal. Like when you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything, and in this body, temporal, except the spirit. When you do ghusl at the time of Jummah or swimming sometimes, have you ever noticed that you develop wrinkles on your fingers, on the tips of your fingers? ऐसे ही है ना कि जब बंदा ज्यादा पानी में वक्त गुजारता है हाथों को तो वो हाथ पे वो लाइनें पड़ जाती है आखिर पे जो है हाथों में रिंकल्स यानी वो पड़ जाती हैं छोटी छोटी लाइनें और बंदा समझता है कि मेरा हाथ खराब हो रहा है वो हाथ नहीं खराब हो रहा वो अल्लाह की नेमत है इट्स नॉट दैट योर हैंड इज बीइंग एक्चुअली डैमेज्ड और हैंड इज बीइंग हार्म्ड That is a blessing of Allah that when you are in water for a long time, maybe more than 10, 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, you develop certain wrinkles, lines on the tips of your fingers. Why do they appear? This is a blessing of Allah. They appear that the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala programmed the body as such. The body knows that this person is in water and he might need to hold something. So the grip strengthens because of the wrinkles. It doesn't slip anything, but not easily things slip from your hand because there is a resistance in the, you may say, because of the, it becomes like a non-slip, actually, material. Your fingertip change into a non-slip, actually, material so that you can hold the soap or the bottle or if you need help and sustenance or you must say rescue, that you are body even, your hands are even, the wrinkles are helping you so that you can have a strong body. This is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe me and you are not even aware of it. But this is temporal. Because the body is temporal. The body has all the system of defense and everything. But because it's not designed forever, that design forever is akhirah, the body in akhirah. This has all things, but they are temporal. So that's why people fall into illnesses. People actually have heart attacks. People have all these other things. Because it is temporal. But the second trap and method which Shaitan uses, which I cannot go into because actually the time is coming up. But anyway, understand this one and do muraqabah, reflect deeply and meditate. When someone is swearing at you, when someone is misbehaving, when your spouse is misbehaving, your neighbor is misbehaving, it's a prank set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see your reaction. It's not reality. Nothing is happening. Don't actually be wound up. Don't actually turn red. Stay calm. It's a prank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And when you get an opportunity of sin, when you get opportunity of actually, you may say, make money, that's a prank as well, unlawfully. When you get opportunity of zina, that's a prank. When you get opportunity of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, is a test for you. So if you understand this, things will become easy. It will be easy for you to tolerate. It will be easy to you forbear. It will be easy for you to resist. Otherwise, if you take these things serious, that this is the life only, then obviously it will be a matter of life and death. And you will be actually judged by that. I end by this hadith. which Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam instructor aap alayhi salatu wa sallam ne mujhe 9 cheezon ka hukm diya. Farmaya ke har kela hoon ya main public mein hoon to main Allah ka khayal karun ke Allah mujhe dekh raha hai, pakad sakta hai, main shaitan mat banu jab akela hoon, logon mein bhi jo hai wo apne aap ko control rakhun, Allah mujhe dekh raha hai. Dusra farmaya ke ghareebi aaye ya faqeeri aaye اعتدال پر قائم. ہمارے ہاں تنخواہ بڑی, پہلے ہی سود پر اور اتنا خرچہ کریڈٹ کارڈ پر بڑھا لیا, ایک تو گناہ, ایک ابھی پیسے آئے نہیں اور اپنی تباہی. اور جب غریبی آئی تو پھر جائے ضروری ضروری خرچہ بھی, بیوی سے لڑ رہا ہے, بچوں سے لڑ رہا ہے, بل بھی نہیں دے رہا, اب وہ جو ضروریات تھے وہ بھی پورے نہیں ہو رہے, وہ بجلی کاٹنے والے آئے ہوئے ہیں. یہ کیا نتیجہ ہوتا ہے اعتدال پر نہ رہے بنا. پھر فرمایا حضور علیہ السلام نے کسی پر خوش ہوں یا غصے میں ہوں دونوں حالتوں میں انصاف کی بات کریں. یہ نہیں جی میں غصے میں ہوں, یہ نہیں جی میں خوش ہوں تو مطلب ہے کہ بالکل جو ہے نظر انداز کر دیا, اور غصے میں ہیں تو نہیں غلطی پھر بھی پکڑ لیا. اور پھر فرمایا کہ سل من قطع, جو مجھ سے کٹے میں اس سے جڑوں, جو میرے ساتھ تعلق کاٹے, جو بندہ رشتہ دار, بیوی ہو, حامل ہو, پڑوسی ہو, جو آپ سے تعلق کاٹ رہا ہے آپ اس کے ساتھ جوڑے. یہ ہے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی تعلیم. ہم کہتے ہیں جو ہمارے پوچھتا ہی نہیں ہے کوئی, ہمیں پوچھتا ہی نہیں ہے رشتہ دار, ہم کیسے اسے ملیں, ہمیں پوچھتا ہی نہیں ہے پڑوسی, اس کا منہ ہی نہیں سیدھا. پھر آپ اس کے منہ کو دیکھتے کیوں ہیں؟ آپ اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے چہرے کو دیکھیں اور اللہ پاک کی رضا کی طرف دیکھیں. آپ کو تو ان کا حکم ہے, جب ان کے چہرے دیکھیں گے پھر واقعی مشکل ہوگا. پھر فرمایا جو مجھے محروم کرے میں اسے دوں. Anyone who conspires against you, when you get the opportunity, try to benefit him. آپ کو پتا ہے فلاں بندہ سازشی ہے, فلاں میرے خلاف سازش کر رہا ہے, فلاں مجھے نقصان پہنچاتا ہے, آپ اس کو فائدہ پہنچانے کی پلاننگ کرو, آپ اچھی سازش کرو اس کو فائدہ پہنچے, آپ کو اللہ پاک اپنے پاس سے دے گا. یہ ہے نبی علیہ السلام کی تعلیمات. فرمایا کہ میری گفتگو ذکر الہی کی گفتگو, کہ جب بھی میں کوئی بات کروں اللہ کے لیے کروں, یا تو ویسے ذکر ہے یا بات بھی اللہ کے لیے, کسی کے ساتھ اچھی طرح ملنا, کسی کا حال پوچھنا, کسی کو راستہ بتانا, کسی کا, وہ سارا وہ اللہ کے ذکر میں آتا ہے. پھر فرمایا کہ جو مجھ پر زیادتی کرے اس کو معاف کروں. یہ حضور علیہ السلام نے فرمایا کہ جو زیادتی کرے اس کو معاف کرو, بدلہ نہ لو, بدلہ لینے کے لیے اللہ کافی ہے, بلکہ اللہ سے بھی دعا کرو یا اللہ اس کو معاف کرو. آپ کو کیا ملے گا بدلہ لے کے؟ اب خود سوچیں, خود سوچیں, ایک بندے کے دو جوتے پڑ گئے, آپ کو کیا ملا؟ بھئی ایک بندے کو نقصان ہوا ہے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے سامنے جب پہلی دفعہ کسی کا ہاتھ کاٹا گیا, جب حدود نازل ہوئی کہ چور کا ہاتھ کاٹے گئے, تو آپ علیہ وہ ہاتھ کاٹا جا رہا تھا, اس نے سزا مل رہی تھی, اس نے چوری کی ہے اس بندے نے, لیکن آپ علیہ السلام کی آنسوں میں آنسو بہ رہے ہیں, رو رہے ہیں. صحابہ اکرام ارد گرد بیٹھے ہیں, یا رسول اللہ آپ نے خود ہی تو حکم دیا ہے, خود ہی تو حکم دیا ہے اس کا ہاتھ کاٹے کہ اللہ کا حکم ہے, اور اب آپ رو بھی رہے ہیں. فرمایا وہ تو میں نے حکم دیا, وہ تو اللہ کا حکم ہے, وہ تو اللہ کی حد ہے, وہ تو میں نے دیا, لیکن میں کیسے نہ رہوں, اس سے میرا اس کے امتی کا تعلق تو نہیں ٹوٹتا مجھ سے. میرے سامنے میرے امتی کو تکلیف ہو تو مجھے تو تکلیف, فرمایا کہ ہوتی ہے, میں تو اس لیے رو رہا ہوں, مجھے دکھ ہے. ہاں اس کو سزا ملنی چاہیے, اللہ کا حکم ہے, اس نے کسی کا حق ضائع کیا ہے اور اللہ کا حد بالکل پوری ہوگی, لیکن جو دل میں جو ہے وہ تو بات اور ہوتی ہے. تو مطلب یہ, اچھا پھر فرمایا کہ جب خاموشی اختیار کریں, جب خاموش رہیں, جیسے ہم بعض دفعہ چپ, جب چپ رہیں گے ویسے ہی ادھر ادھر چپ بیٹھے ہیں تو پھر تو شیطانی وسواس آئیں گے. چپ رہیں تو مراقبے میں رہیں, جب خاموشی ہو تو اللہ کے بارے میں سوچیں, اپنے گناہوں کے بارے میں سوچیں, قیامت کی پیشی کے بارے میں سوچیں, اللہ سے مدد مانگیں معاملات میں, اللہ کو تفکر کریں وغیرہ وغیرہ. خاموشی جو ہے آپ کی غور و فکر اور ذکر والی ہو, اور نگاہ جب ڈالیں, حضور علیہ السلام فرمایا عبرت کی نگاہ ہو, جب کسی طرف دیکھیں دنیا کو فنا کی نظر سے دیکھو, بقا کی نظر سے نہ دیکھو. کسی کی خوبصورتی پر نظر پڑ گئے, دیکھو اس نے فنا ہو جانا ہے, سورج چڑھ رہا ہے اس نے غروب ہو جانا ہے, سبق حاصل کرو, بس اس میں کھو نہ جاؤ. اللہ جل مجدہ مجھے آپ کو
عمل کی اور اس دنیا کے دھوکے سے نکلنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. سنتیں عطا فرمائے. سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک نشہد ان لا الہ الا انت نستغفرک ونتوب الیک.